Okey-dokey. And we're coming back in for the second hour of the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. I should give out the phone-in number if you have anything to add to this, carry on about the Cashless Society. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And all of this, too, is part of this shocking carry-on because the debt factor is so massive. The thing that I give credit to the guy who put the figures together, what's his name? After a second. The economic collapse, which is Michael Schneider, that's who it is. He's saying the total debt in the world now is $155 trillion. There's 2.5 times more debt than there is money in the world. And somebody's giving an analogy of what $1 trillion represents. They're saying if you were born in the year of our Lord, year 01, and you lived until 2016, say, and you spent $1 million every year, for 2015 years, you would only have spent £875 billion, right? £875 billion, right? Every year. So you still wouldn't have sold, spent $1 trillion in 2,000 years. But the world now debt is, America has $20 trillion of cash debt in bonds that it owes and liabilities of $208 trillion. That's the debt factor in the United States. But it says here, why are the world's billionaires are stockpiling cash and taking money off the table? And Mac Slavo is writing this for Activist Post. And he's saying here, the world's billionaires are holding more than $1.7 trillion in cash, the highest amount since one firm began recording measures in 2010. Because of what they perceive to be the growing risks in the economy and world, the world's 2,500 billionaires, 2473 they reckon there are billionaires, are keeping 22% of the total of their total net worth in cash. Well, that's the 80-20 factor they're using there in economics, according to the WealthX Billionaire Census. I've never heard of that before. The group has also benefited from the recent surge in so-called liquidity event from corporate acquisitions and mergers, although altogether their cash hoard is now roughly the size of Brazil's GDP. Billionaires are taking money off the table where available, while uncertainties in the economy and the historical highs found in deals have resulted in cash flush portfolios. It's a bit long-winded, the report says. But they're going on to say, let me go to the wrong page here, and it isn't just cash, with the gold price still at 211 rates, precious metals have become an extremely attractive option. Well, gold is the only solid, safe investment for 2,000 years, and the price is artificially being kept down. I'll put my screen back up, just jumped off there. Just see, I don't see any, no callers so far. But so George Soros reportedly converted 37% of his stocks into gold, a huge amount of gold, just weeks before the Brexit sent the price of the British pound into freefall. Well, the Brexit date, 23rd of June, was known for 6 to 8 months before it happened. So all the traders could do shorts and attacks on the British pound. And they're going to do the same thing in the 31st of March, but I think Theresa May is now going to pull the Brexit date forward. But again, they've let that information slip out. So I think it'll be in 4 weeks' time, not 8 weeks' time. But the big boys are opting out of the very system we have grown to be comfortable with. What do they know that we don't? And what happens when reality hits? Nothing will work, and your ATM will look like this, out of action, or offer severe cash restrictions. And they said they're probably showing videos here of what will happen, a horror story, etc. But the billionaires of the world, they're hoarding cash for knowing that if there's an EMP attack on the system, no electronic algorithms will work, and the electronic digital cash won't work either. Just people are just so stupid to think through that we're heading towards the highest risk of that happening. That'll be the modern form of warfare, EMP attack on America, especially the Chinese or some source, or even these powers that have nuclear capacity like Korea, Pakistan. on Israel, by the way. The agenda for the cashless society surged forward in 2016. Vin or Manny is writing this one. And it's saying here in the video below, which we can't show here, after a short Australian propaganda video sponsored by the banks, Vin or Manny breaks down signs the establishment agenda for the cashless society is moving forward full steam ahead in 2017. It certainly is. Well, Trump or no Trump, unless he rears up against it, he's but the only person who can slow it down. But the banks will pull off of all sorts of criminal stunts to get their way, because you're going to be wiped out at the stroke of a keyboard. That's the position people are putting them in. And I try to talk to young people here who are, say, anything from 15 to 25, and you just can't get through to them. They just don't get it. They just haven't lived through enough in life, and they've grown up in the computer, smartphone, app era of Facebook and all the rest, and they think they're so well informed. As I said 1,000 times, they're so brainwashed. And it says, we're repeating here the same, Australia heading the same way. But again, talking about earlier about this scandal of horrendous scandals, which I know Trump is going to lay into all these wasteful monies and probably get money back from these corporations like Lockheed Martin. The Pentagon cannot account for $6.5 trillion of expenditure. Canada account for $6.5 trillion. And there was an inquiry into this beginning. It was $3 trillion then, the day before 9/11 happened. And strange enough, the missile that hit, wasn't an aircraft, that hit the Pentagon, hit the accounts office of the Pentagon, where all this was being investigated. Isn't that interesting? So the new Department of Defense Inspector General's report released this week has left America... This is written mid-2016, has left America stunned at a jaw-dropping lack of accountability and oversight. The glaring report reveals that the Pentagon cannot account for $6.5 trillion worth of Army General Fund transactions and data, according to a report by the Fiscal Times. The Pentagon, which has been notoriously lax in accounting practices, has never completed a audit. Well, that's like the European Union. Its accounts have not been... Even KPMG will not sign off the accounts of the European Union for 18 years now, because there's so much money missing. There's 10 or 15% of the money missing, unaccounted for, in this cesspit that is the European Union. And again, to explain to American listeners, the European Union is a superimposed government on Europe. It's not Europe we're talking about. It's this extra bureaucracy which does not need to exist. There's already a thing set up by Winston Churchill and the Allied powers after the war called the Council of Europe. It's still there. They kick it around like a football. But it's a mechanism for all the countries of Europe to come together, communist or whatever, and meet on a regular basis with no restrictions to harmonize legislation, deal with a disease outbreak or whatever, except military matters. That's NATO. And that's there to be done. The European Union does not need to exist. Trying to get that into the skulls of young people in this country is like the idiots demonstrating in American cities. We've got a similar thing here demonstrating over Trump. They very vaguely hardly even know who Trump is, you know, and try to get him banned from coming to the UK. Since beginning in 1996, all federal agencies were mandated by law to conduct regular financial audits. However, the Pentagon has never complied with that federal law in 20 years. It has never accounted for the trillions of dollars taxpayer funds it has spent, in part because fudging the numbers has become standard operations when it comes to defense matters. Yeah. It's like the first casualty of war is the truth. Well, it's ongoing in the Pentagon. According to a report by the Fiscal Times, I presume that's a Washington publication, an increasingly impatient Congress has demanded that the Army activate audit readiness for the first time by... The deadline now is supposed to be September 30th, 2017, so that lawmakers can get a better handle on military spending. Well, folks, the Federal Reserve Bank, which issues the notes and all the debt and money, is not owned by the American government, and they don't even have the power to audit it. Right? It's owned by the commercial banking system. But I know Trump, by virtue of what he's doing, he's going to have to confront that. And that's going to be some vicious fight, because the Illuminati and the Illuminati Jews running the banking system, they are totally determined that that not happen. But we'll see. It'll be the biggest financial battle ever on this planet, ever, when Trump comes face to face with that. The Defense Finance and Accounting Services, DFAS, another body, the Indianapolis-based agency that provides finance and accounting services for the Pentagon. Oh, contracting out, yeah. Civilian and military members could not provide adequate documentation for $6.5 trillion worth of year-end adjustments to Army General Fund transaction and data. Whoa, what the annual budget of the Pentagon is $785 billion. And this must go back 4 or 5 years. Dear, oh dear. The DFAS has the sole responsibility for paying all this, the Defense Finance Accounting Services, for all DOD military and personnel, retirees and annuities, along with Pentagon contractors and vendors. The agency is also in charge of electronic government initiatives, including with the Executive Office of the President, the Department of Energy and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Okay, it's going into great detail here. But $6.5 trillion missing in the Pentagon, just as a little footnote. And Tyler Durden, outstanding guy in Zero Hedge, outstanding writer, really one of the best. He's up there with Paul Greig Roberts. As the central banks now own $25 trillion of financial assets from this quantitative easing and bond market shift enabling that they go on with. But the central banks now own $25 trillion of financial assets. Well, the GDP of the United States is... I think 17 trillion. The GDP of the Western world is 75. With 85% of Wall Street telling Citi, that's in a publication, that they expect a dovish hike signal. What's that from Yellen tomorrow? What's this? This is written on August 2016. Others about interest going up and down, but I won't go into that. They have, as I says here, there have been 667 interest rate cuts by global central banks since the Lehman thing. Cut down, and then savings and pensions cut to crap, absolutely destroyed. The G7 central bank governors, Yellen, Kurdi, Draghi, Carney in England, Draghi in Europe, and another one, Paulos, I think, in Italy, have been in their current posts for a collective 17 years. And just a little footnote on that. Before the Brexit vote on the 23rd of June this year, Mark Carney, schmuck, Goldman Sachs, git, ex-Canadian central bank, who was which George Osborne, who's now kicked out the Chancellor by Theresa May, begged to take the job as governor of the Bank of England. And he's and as I say, an ex-Goldman Sachs show, opened his mouth and he shut his mouth during the campaign, and giving all sorts of doom and gloom economic forecasts that Britain would go into recession and this, that and the other if we voted for Brexit. Britain is the fastest growing economy in the 28 European Union countries, and they've had to upgrade the growth 3 times this year and this week as well. It's now 2%, and compared to Italy, who has had no growth for 20 years. None. Zero. And the last 10, they would have had growth in the last 10 years if they hadn't gone into the euro. But I doubt if the mainstream media carries this. The BBC certainly doesn't. But that is fact. And they're saying here, the same central banks that control all these trillions of dollars of assets. There's a photograph here of, oh, good Lord, what do you call her? Vile creature. The head of the IMF shaking hands with Yellen. And what's her name? I'll come to her name here in a second. Christine Lagarde, yeah. she is convicted of full criminal charges of misappropriating millions of euros handed out to a friend of the French government during the Sarkozy regime when she was Minister for Finance. And she's convicted of that, but she doesn't go to jail. So you can't jail these banks, you see. But that conviction went through there this last 2 weeks. Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, and she's still in post in the IMF, and she's convicted of a very serious financial fraud. And not her as such, but was she supervised government money being paid out wrongly to do with the Adidas merger and the I think the French government's selling shares in it, and they financed some git friend of theirs to the tune of illegally hundreds of millions of euros. And it was under 100 million. But they're the biggest criminals on the planet. They make the drug dealers look like small fry. They really do. And another one that's leaning on the system in America and in Britain is that the auto loan bubble, $1 trillion consumer auto loan bubble, is beginning to bust. Well, in Britain here, it's absolutely woeful. The new car sales are booming, and people are buying them on these lease agreements where they literally have the use of the car for about 40% of the value they pay over 3 years, and then they either return it and pay off 55% of the value to keep it, which wouldn't cover the trade-in value anyway, and the all for the sake of driving around in a new car. It's shocking. And he's saying, do you remember the subprime mortgage meltdown from the financial crisis? Well, this time around, we're facing the subprime auto loan meltdown. In recent years, auto lenders have become more and more aggressive, and they have been increasingly willing to lend money to people that should not be borrowing money to buy a new vehicle under any circumstances. Absolutely correct. Just this is in America they're talking about. Just like when subprime mortgages, this strategy seemed to pay off at first, but now economic reality is beginning to be felt in a major way. Delinquency rates are up to double-digit percentages, and major auto lenders are bracing for hundreds of millions of dollars of losses. We are a nation that is absolutely drowning in debt. Well, in the UK, the dealers won't lose because of the deposits they've taken on the cars. They'll get out of the car okay, at a reasonable, with a margin. The size of this market is large. This, the American auto loan market, is larger than you imagine. Earlier this year, the auto loan bubble surpassed $1 trillion mark for the first time ever, which is hard to believe, even in America. Americans are borrowing more than ever for new and used vehicles. A 30 to 60 day delinquency rate rose in the second quarter, according to automotive arm of one of the nation's largest credit bureaus. So the total balance of all outstanding auto loans reached 1.02 trillion between April and June. But anyway, it's going on all the details of that. The auto loan, the mortgage loan, debt at every level. And coming on to this, the key story here, and well, we statistically already know, one in five young adults still living at home with their parents because they haven't got jobs that pay very well and can't afford mortgages, certainly not. The student loan thing, that's insidious. It really is. It cannot be a debt that cannot be retired. That's a noose around people's necks. It really is. The Pew Research survey, 12% of U.S. population was living in multi-generational households back in the 1980s. Now it's just on 20%. Shocking. Although I hear they don't put basements in houses in Texas, so I don't know where they're living in Texas. And the Bank of International Settlements warned that a major meltdown is going to happen in China as well. Well, China has grossly overbuilt cities to a shocking degree, whole cities with nobody living in them because nobody can afford the apartments. But the debt factor in China is absolutely massive. But there again, they have an army of a million people and technology, and that's what they're relying on to save themselves. And they also own most of the West Coast American ports in California. Folks, and their hand around the throat of the American people over the debts, the bonds they've bought. They own what $2 trillion of U.S. debt. On and on it goes. But another one we'll come up to in a minute of this is the pension attack, the total collapse in pensions. Are they going to be wiped out? But anyway, coming up to the first break of the second hour, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, I'm coming back in again and talking about all this carry-on of the cashless society debt and the power grab by governments to using this scam of trying to get rid of the black economy and crime to make a dash for the cashless society. But here one speech, this brazen piece of work, Yellen, Janet Yellen, is supposed to have said to Trump, this is just before he took office, the Fed is above the president. Well, we'll see about that. James Corbett is writing this. He says, welcome to New World next week, the video series from Corbett Report and Media Monarchy that covers some of the most important developments in open source and intelligence news. Any rate hike, fake out, Yellen responds to Trump. She's talking a lot of gibberish here, but these are code names. But he has a video we can't produce here. But Janet Yellen wants to have a head-to-head on fight with Trump. Well, that's going to be great fun to watch. It really is. It really, really, really is. And a similar article I read several times before. Won't go through it again. But 34% of Americans are excited about the prospect of microchips being implanted in their brains. Well, as I said before, that 34%, you can write them off totally and utterly. The DARPA factor. Bill Deagle would have a lot to say about that. But the pension, the other thing about this carry-on of the digital currency and this power grab, pensions funds need gold before it's too late. Well, I think it is too late. One major Canadian economist, I can't think of his name, I think it's Tompkinson, said that in the next financial crash will be massive and that all paper will burn. Like people holding gold certificates, God help them, they're holding waste paper, unless they can get rid of it now and get physical gold coins. They're holding waste paper. But all paper, as a code word in the financial services, will burn unless you have physical assets, physical cash or gold reserves. In the next crash, all paper will burn. And why the hell should we go to a cashless society and get absolutely destroyed? And these other clowns promoting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and that, these algorithms have been stolen recently. And the Mt. Gox scandal, where Bitcoins were stolen, millions of dollars worth. I mean, that's not the answer. It's simply not the answer. A cashless cash and gold and silver are the only basic things that will work, even if the currency is degraded. But it's coming right in. The reason I'm going through this today, it's coming right into a massive row now that this election is over in America. And even though it's just as well, there's many elections coming up in Europe, because it hasn't crept into the debate yet. But it is a non-stop argument now for many years about moving to a cashless society, and maybe not putting it very well. I'm reading just different articles that are, some of them are well put together. But they were saying about the pensions. Well, the biggest attack on pensions has been low interest rates for 10 years now. Low interest rates down to zero. It has destroyed the value of savings and pensions, while Wall Street has free money to speculate. I mean, it's insidious. It could not be more like tyranny. And it says pension plans to be looted nationwide as Congress okays institutional theft of funds. And Mike Adams of the Health Ranger was writing this actually several years ago. Just see what he says here. He's saying on April 2nd, 2013, in an article entitled Economics, I wrote about the coming looting of pension funds, stating that when society's approach collapses, coercion shifts to outright theft, stealing money right out of your bank account. For example, like the recently witnessed in Cyprus. But this is bail-in he's talking about. And the bail-in legislation, I've covered it somewhat up to now. In the next crisis, bail-in legislation kicks in automatically, and the government can close the banks and slice 15, 20, 30, 40%, whatever they think fit, off your bank account to collect money. And that's legal bail-in legislation. And you'll probably be given some kind of crap paper bond for that money that's supposedly bearing an interest rate. But that is, again, another attack on people, the bail-in legislation. I should give out the number again. If you want anything else to say about this, carry on. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we'll continue on in 2 or 3 minutes.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply Arguably the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. A 20-minute run now to the next break. But we're talking about this entire debacle of cashless society, debt, government crime, banking crime. And we're living under, I've said it many times before, a multi-layered criminal syndicates. That's what we live under. In America and in Britain, to a greater or lesser degree, it's all multi-layered criminal syndicates. And I sincerely hope that Trump is saved us from an awful lot. But I hope his people and the likes of Steve Bannon, who's a key, although Bannon's a billionaire, supposed to be interested in these issues when they were in Breitbart News. There's no area that isn't criminalized and in trouble. That's fair to say that at every level of government. And the oppressive legislation, 17 security agencies chasing their tail and harassing the public. In regards to terrorists, I want to say the DHS in America hasn't found one terrorist in its 15 years of existence. Not one. and the harassing people at airports. It's just shocking. But anyway, well, the pension thing here, which is tied in to be destroyed by the bail-in legislation, and its low interest rates and zero interest rates that has absolutely hammered them. And Mike Adams is saying here in an article, when societies approach collapse, coercion shifts to outright theft, stealing money right out of your bank account. For example, like we recently, about 4 or 5 years ago, witnessed in Cyprus, and that was a 35% haircut they took off the accounts there. Well, every account over 20,000 euros. But there again, I know Cyprus was a slightly special situation. The Russian mafia has taken over the banking system there. That was a part of the carry-on there. Government also routinely target pension funds and even private retirement accounts, attempting to keep itself afloat by any means necessary. Just like clockwork, the looting of pension plans is now about to commence. Congress could soon allow the benefits of current retirees to be cut as part of an agreement to address the fiscal distress confronting some of the nation's 1,400 multi-employer pension plans. This is outrageous. The pension plans right across the world have been looted by the pension managers, and they put the greatest idiots in and managing them. And this advice and charging fees is just looting the pension fund. And these unfortunate people, like friends and teachers in America and Colorado, who signed irrevocable letters not to seek a lump sum. Well, boy, have those people been screwed, because basically your pension is gone anyway. But even if you took a 25% hit and took the lump sum, you could buy gold and silver. But all paper will burn, as they say, in the next hit. So I don't know how they're going to deal with that in this government. And I was saying, 1,400 multi-layer pension plans are in distress. Well, they're in distress everywhere. One of the things in mergers now, these multinational merger mania, is the pension fund has been totally neglected, and it's a major part of the carry-on in these mergers. It's the only thing that's slowing down these mergers, but it's not a useful reason to slow down the mergers. The merger shouldn't happen in the first place if there was a proper monopolies commission in America or Britain, which there isn't. And the latest one in Britain was BHS department stores went bust, and there was about 600 or 700 stores across owned by Philip Green, who owns a lot of fashion names and retailing in the UK, and he sold it for £1 to a total shyster who ran it into the ground, and then I think 1,500 people lost their jobs. It's now closed stores, but he had no interest in men's clothing. That's basically what it was. And It was just sold for £1 and destroyed. But he having pulled about 400 million out of it over the years on loans and funds and profits, etc., etc. So he got his money back. He didn't lose selling it for £1. But the pension fund was underfunded to hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds. And this goes on and on and on again. And these governments haven't got the guts to write the right legislation and collect money and find these accountancy firms who write up the accounts as being hunky-dory. And again, also getting the money from the likes of Starbucks and Apple, who are registered in Luxembourg. Luxembourg being the home of Claude Juncker, the head of the European Commissioner, who I think was Prime Minister of Luxembourg, which is a tax haven, a tiny little tax haven, not much bigger than the Vatican, I suppose. But you can register a company there for 1% turnover of its published accounts, and nobody in the Luxembourg government will check your accounts. It's the let's say the address plate of Europe, and that's the creature who's running the European Union. But on and on it goes. And so this proposal to loot pension funds, the proposal would devastate retirees and their surviving spouses, said Karen Friedman, executive vice president of the Pension Rights Center, a non-profit. The proposal would also torpedo basic protections of federal private pension law that states that once benefits are earned, they can't be cut back. Yeah, well, the key phrase there, I'm not a financial expert, so I mean, no double taxation. Get double, treble, and quadruple taxation in most people's lives on the same money, and then a tax on the interest. I mean, the fundamental law, Trump is really good at fundamentals. No double taxation on your money at any stage on your life. That would solve that problem straight away, and no fees paid for advice on pension funds. That'll be two. But the pension funds are just in a disaster state. I don't have a pension as such. But all the pension benefits that have been promised government retirees, in other words, are about to be stolen back from retirees. So this is precisely what I have long warned about, says Mike Adams here in Natural News. Readers was coming. And this is merely the very beginning of the true destruction of the financial collapse in our way. When the next market crash arrives, billions of dollars in retirement funds will be destroyed virtually overnight. And pension funds nationwide will be wiped out. Yeah, that phrase they're using in Canada, in the alternative media in Canada, all paper will burn to zero. Vaporized or burned, whatever you want to phrase, analogy you want to use. Unless you have taken a lump sum and put it in gold and silver, you all have nothing. The declaration of war against the American worker, that's what you're saying about attacking the pensions. The fact that this wholesale theft of pension funds is now underway has not escaped union workers and retirees, as the Washington Compost, as they call it, despicable propaganda rag, reports. This is what they're saying. This is nothing less than a declaration of war by Congress on the American retirees. Or the Washington Post gives a damn about retirees? I doubt it. Thomas Buffenberger, international president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, has said this is nothing less. Oh, he said there's nothing less than the declaration of war by Congress. Then he said, they're quoting him. Indeed, war is exactly how most people are going to perceive this, especially when retirement checks are the primary source of income for many retirees who are just barely getting by. For millions of Americans whose checks stop coming, it spells instant financial disaster. Many won't be able to pay their mortgage or rent payments, and we are sadly going to see a massive wave of new American homeless, coupled with a glut of vacant homes owned by the banks. Well, just regarding vacant homes, one of the many things I come across, was Dave Hodges on his Common Sense Show has highlighted this, that some of the people, strange people found living in Colorado, are normal looking people, but they're living in repossessed houses. And when they were approached by neighbors to ask who they were, they said they were UN peacekeepers. UN peacekeepers in Colorado. Also Chinese troops in Fort Carson. Russian troops. Chechen troops. In Colorado, and still massive construction going on underground at Denver International Airport, which is supposedly a new capital city of America if America breaks up. And this is what evidence is coming out. I don't know if Trump and these people are aware of this secret government that's running all the time. But I used to live in Colorado and Denver, as well as Alberta and Canada, and I know a few people there, but some of them, most of them, are totally oblivious to what's going on. As pension funds are increasingly looted and stolen from retirees, more and more Americans are going to resemble Detroit, American city, I presume, a city that once shined with innovative, but now, thanks to outrageous corruption, taxation, and endless expansion of government, has collapsed into a third world stasis and even lacks running water for many of its residents. Yeah, the engineering workshop of the world one time, Detroit City. Car City, it was called one time. Back in 2013, I warned about all this in an article called Production, Coercion and Theft. It's time to revisit this article. So here it is. And it's, I think it's worth reading it. Again, this about pensions and jobs and banks. Okay, we'll take a call. We have Betty in North Carolina has something to say. Hello, Betty.
Hello. Amidst all the great reporting you're doing, I wonder if you would critique four items that define an honest money system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, the first one is honest measuring of weight and content. The second one, that all loans are tied to their asset and deposits as savings to the timeline. The third one is all coins have competitive status. And the last one is no legal tender. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, you're probably better informed than I am. But, oh, yeah, true weight, and that what you're saying is that proper definitions of what money is that really
it's an honest money defined.
Yeah,
thank you
which
so
would
much
mean
for taking my call.
No. Do you want to say anything else on that? No.
Nope. That's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. But yeah, the weight, honest money. John Stapler has done many programs on the honest money system, and he's pretty good on that. And I said we need a treasury issued note backed by gold. We have a Federal Reserve note that's owned by a foreign banking system, really, in America, and it's got to come under the agenda and all the things that. That Trump is dealing with. But thank you, Betty in North Carolina. The an honest money system, it's utterly corrupt. True wage, true currency. But it's all those reasons we should never go to a digital currency. Absolutely not. It negates all those things. What do you measure it against? How do you value those currencies? Considering most of the government statistics in most countries, like the labor, the unemployment rate in America, which is 95 million people, is 27%. And probably if everybody available for work and needing work, is probably 32%. But it was I got that admission out of a guy when I lived in Denver. In 1992, I used to get out live near this the Capitol building, and the Labor Department was very near the Capitol building on Broadway. And this guy, I got to know him, and then he started revealing things to me. I was trying to find references. I did an American Social Security number, not actual permission to work, but I was tuning him out for things, and he didn't mind talking. But he finally admitted that the Department of Labor was a government statistical disinformation operation. Government statistical disinformation operation. That's what it is. They can't lie about the statistics here in Britain because they're cross-checked by several voluntary organizations. And the unemployment rate here, I think, is down to 5.6%. But there's also about 4 or 5% on disability. They separate the two. And so it's probably about 8 or 9%. But the government criminality ongoing. But on that one, one of the good people that Betty should listen to, we'd all some of us listen to it, is Andy Hoffman on Miles Franklin. He does an audio blog every week on YouTube, and he is expert on gold and silver and true values. He is one of the people I've recommended on that. He's very, very good. But one of the headers in this article, Mike Adams is writing about pensions, and I'll just go through it fairly quickly. Flashback to production, coercion, and theft. Is that there are only three ways to accumulate money and wealth in the world other than stumbling across a hidden treasure that actually finding money, and that is one, production. This is called, following on from Betty's point, really. Production, offer something of value in exchange for money voluntarily traded by receipts, recipient. Coercion, confiscate money. Well, let's see the point he's making here. Confiscate money or stores of value by claiming authority over who earns it. So this is government. Theft, steal money or stores of value from those who already have it. Well, there's a phrase, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And this thing about having paper or digital money is absolutely insane. Every person in society today acquires money in these three ways, with gifting being a fourth way that is a separate category because it's passive, not active. Well, gifting and inheritance are subject to tax as well, which is double and treble taxation within a person and their family. The office worker, the entrepreneur, the laborer, the weekend burglar, and even the professional politician all acquire money in one of these three primary ways, which he's saying is coercion, theft, and production theft. Okay. Production means offering something of value to another party who is willing to trade you dollars for it. That's a funny definition. It can include both goods and services. A 9-to-5 office worker, for example, offers the value of their time and effort, and in exchange they are compensated at an agreed upon pay rate. Production can also mean adding value to physical goods. We do this at the Natural News, this is Mike Adams' operating store, by sourcing organic superfoods from around the world and packaging them in pouches and cans for retail in the USA. This is a classic example of value-added production. Sure. Out of three methods of money accumulation covered here, production is the only one that adds abundance to the economy. Yeah. Well, Britain is what, 75-80% a service economy. Service economy. And manufacturing has slipped away to other countries. But I'll tell you, Trump would be a good man if he can bring even 25% of the manufacturing base back to America. He'd be a hell of a good man to do it in 4 or 5 years. The other two methods, accumulating real money and wealth, the other two methods reduce wealth and ultimately promote poverty. Okay, well, he hasn't really written that well, although he writes some good stuff from time to time, Mike Adams. Well, a lot of the time, I should say. And I said the $4 trillion, another mega figure, these figures just knock you out. $3 trillion black hole could destroy the economy to the extent of the pension problem has obscured. Yeah, it's $3 trillion underfunded. Wow. And Max Slavo is writing this for Activist Post. And he's saying here, yet another reason why taxes are going up, cities and states are going broke, and the world is approaching financial implosion. As if the world needed another dangerous and volatile factor in the mix of looming economic downturns. Unfunded liabilities for pensions have been a problem for years. But as investors continue to face fleeting returns, zero returns, you say, many states and cities are facing the music. One of them being Ohio, where Kasich has destroyed the pension fund. Absolutely destroyed. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break, and we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last few minutes. I think we have Betty from North Carolina back on again. Is that right?
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Betty. I had another thought. I thought that was worth passing on. Trump's 5-minute Friday WhiteHouse.com or gov
weekly
rather
his weekly address.
So helpful.
Yeah.
It would be wonderful to have the same thing done by governor.com and sheriff.com and mayor.com. Wouldn't that make transparency much better?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least Trump is, I think, telling the truth. But as long as it didn't become a propaganda weapon.
I'm with you all the way. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks so much for taking my second call.
No, that's good. Talk to you soon. Thank you. But, he's considering how busy he is. He's managing to do the weekly broadcast, which nobody picks up in previous presidents. But because he's Trump, people are listening. Even his enemies want something to throw at him. But all of it the other day, it was very brief, but he was giving commitment. He wasn't making excuses or spieling or blowing his own trumpet. He was giving commitments of what he campaigned on and what he's doing, which is sticking right to the agenda. So far, it's pretty good with Trump. Although three of the appointees I just do not agree with, but there you are. But hopefully he'll have the guts to fire people who have the wrong agenda for him. That will be in his favor if he does that. That won't damage his government. If people don't work out, he should say again his famous phrase from The Apprentice, "You're fired." But this pension debacle, it's a time bomb all over Britain, all over the world, the European Union. And we've had this merger mania going on, run by the Goldman Sachs investment banks, and this not being dealt with, and these gutless shills of finance ministers have done sod all about it for 20 years. The shortfall in America is $3.4 trillion. That is actually that's about 20% of the GDP of America, if I got that right. Yeah. that's a gargantuan amount of money. I don't know how they're going to correct that. I just don't know. But they're going to have to, again, one of the ways of doing it, I've said this before, should put organize today's stuff more better, a transaction tax. There's something like $90 trillion a day transacted in the stock exchange at the City of London and Wall Street. I mean, gargantuan money and no transaction tax. How about 1% of that? 1% to pay down the debts. That alone, just to pay the debts of the government, the excessive debt and the national debt, the annual debt and the pension thing, a transaction tax. And America is in a strong position to enforce it across Britain and the world and all the stock exchanges of the world. And I think you get support from the likes of Putin and other countries as well who just need it. It simply has to be done. But, of course, it's heresy in a free and open society. But it's we're into the emergency living now. Emergency living with all these multi-layered criminal syndicates. But there's real hope under Trump that he is going to move on these issues, and it's a hell of an agenda. It really is. It's massive, but it's good that we've survived, escaped Hillary Clinton and got to Trump. But anyway, we've run out of time, and we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to AppSupport.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to AppSupport.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at AppSupport.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.